Thank you and good morning. An autopsy conducted over the weekend determined that 22-year-old Tommy McLean died as a result of gunshot wounds suffered during an altercation with police in the early morning hours on September 17th. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills held a press conference on Wednesday morning to provide details of the incident and what led Officer Stephen Linfoot to fire 7 rounds, 3 of which hit McLean. Chief Mills said that the investigation conducted by the Critical Incident Response Team found that Officer Linfoot acted justifiably when he shot and killed McLean, who had a replica handgun on his person when he was confronted by officers outside an apartment on Allard Street. The officers were in the area in search of a wanted fugitive and were conducting surveillance when they witnessed McLean get into an altercation with another man. Reacting to that confrontation, officers contacted McLean, and at one point, police claimed that McLean dropped his hands to his waistband, where the replica gun was concealed, and he was shot. Officer Linfoot was the only officer to fire his weapon, and Chief Mills said that there are more steps to be taken until the full investigation is completed. Sheriff's detectives and deputies remained at the scene of a shooting on McClellan Mountain in Bridgeville on Wednesday after a man called to report that his friend had been shot and wounded. When investigators met the two men at the hospital, they reported that two adult white men with long hair and armed with handguns had fired shots at them, injuring one of the victims. A search was conducted in the immediate area, but no suspects were located. A search warrant for the property was obtained, and a search turned up a marijuana grow site at the location of the shooting. More information about the incident is expected to be released today. Family members and volunteers, along with Hoopa volunteer firefighters and a CHP helicopter, have been searching for 79-year-old Stanley Ferris, who was last seen Tuesday night. Ferris was discovered missing on Wednesday morning after being checked on by family members. Ferris is an adult Native American male, 5'2", with gray hair, and a foot search in the area has so far been fruitless. Anyone with information about Ferris or his whereabouts is asked to contact Hoopa authorities. Humboldt State University has received a $3 million federal grant that will be used over the next 7 years to help at-risk students from Humboldt and Del Norte counties prepare for and gain entry to college. The Gear Up program will work with local school districts and tribal offices to provide low-income and disadvantaged students and their families with support services, including tutoring, mentoring, and college prep classes. The grants will help kids who face significant barriers when it comes to getting a quality education to obtain one. One of the many bills Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law is a bill that will allow 15 community colleges across the state to start offering bachelor degrees in a pilot program that will be fully implemented by 2017-2018. Senate Bill 850 is aimed at allowing the schools to provide bachelor degrees in specific vocational and occupational fields, including automotive technology and industrial and health technology. Students will pay more for these degree programs, $46 per lower division coursework and $130 for upper division coursework. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Estelle Fennell visited Talk Shop this week, and the talk turned to illegal marijuana grows in southern Humboldt, an issue that is of primary concern for Fennell, whose district is a prime growing area in the region. Fennell spoke about not only illegal grows, but the impacts those grows have on local rivers, and the answer is not as simple as it appears, despite the focus of law enforcement agencies, both local and state.
For Mendocino and Humboldt, that pool of knowledge is steadily growing. I think with CAMP and with the CDFW and the Division of Water Rights all being out there on the ground, they're getting a better idea of how many of these big industrial illegal marijuana grows are actually pulling out of the river. When you look at the Van Dusen, it blows me away, actually, and the river just disappears.
One thing that Fennell has learned is that years of ongoing drought have played an enormous role in the depletion of local rivers. And when you combine that with local agriculture, both legal and not, you start to see a bigger picture.
as far as the impact of marijuana growing, I'd say the certainly in some areas people have gone in there and diverted the water when they shouldn't, and they've taken out more than they should, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I don't think that you can blame that when considering you're looking at the whole state in a state of drought. It's not the main factor. It is a factor.
The increased enforcement on environmental damage caused by illegal trespass grows continues to be a prime focus of law enforcement agencies in the Emerald Triangle. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.